Friends, I hope you've done all of your shopping that you're going to do for the season. I hope you've gotten all of your shopping done. I know for myself, I did all of my shopping way in advance this year. You see, in the years past, I didn't think it really mattered all that much when I went out. And then I'd show up at the stores and find the shelves perilously empty when that special gift, that special toy that my boys wanted just wasn't there. In other years, I'd order things a little bit too late from Amazon, and I thought it really didn't matter at all. And then there comes Christmas Eve night, and that special gift still hasn't arrived, and I'm sweating it out. So this year, I worked far in advance, and then it came to the way in which I wrapped my gifts also. As a matter of fact, I wrapped them so far in advance this year that I forgot which gift went with which person. I had to reopen several of them to rechart them out to make sure I gave it to the right person on Christmas morning. But as for gift wrapping, I remember I was wrapping the gifts this year, and has anybody ever run out of wrapping paper when you're wrapping your gifts? Please say somebody besides me. Good, good. Because it happened to me, and as I looked there, I was like, the traffic here in Montrose can be really horrible. And I really didn't want to go out to the stores at that point, so I asked myself the question, does it really matter if I wrap these gifts at all? I mean, why should I really bother? Does it really matter at all? Believe me, my gift wrapping skills really aren't that good. I'm also not very good with crafts, and it comes the same thing with wrapping gifts, that oftentimes my gifts look questionable at best. And other times in which I run out of tape as well, and I have to improvise and get creative. I thought about all of the time that I was going to put into wrapping those gifts, all of the hours that I pour into them, and then in a matter of seconds, they'll be ripped open. Does any of that really matter at all? But then I thought about my childhood growing up in my house where my dad would buy my mom a whole pile of gifts, but he never wrapped a single one of them. There would just be this big pile of gifts laying on the bedroom floor and all of us sitting there waiting for mom to open them. And all they were wrapped in was like the bags that he bought them from the store. Oftentimes they were still in the same boxes that were shipped in the mail, completely unopened. And I wondered to myself, did Dad even make sure that the right thing was sent from whatever company he ordered it from? There they were, just a big pile, a big mess of jumbled sweaters, of pants that were unfolded and wrinkled, and oftentimes the wrong size. I don't think that big mess was what the picture my dad was going for. But what the mess said to me is, it sent a clear message that you don't matter. You weren't worth the bother. You just weren't worth the effort. I don't think that was the message my dad wanted to convey, but that's the message that I took from it as a child. And so now as a parent myself, as a dad, and as my role as a husband, I pay attention to those little acts of love. Because every little act of love, no matter how small, it matters tremendously. And so now as I wrap the gifts that I wrap them and I hold them in my hands and I think about the person who's receiving them. And I realize that, and I think about that, and I think to myself, does this person really matter? Of course, we've got the answer. We know in our hearts, we know the answer. Yes, of course, they do. And no, my wrap jobs are never very perfect. But when in life has perfection ever been a prerequisite for love? It never has. As a matter of fact, it's all of those places of imperfection. When we put the little extra effort into those places of imperfection, it's then that we can guarantee that the gifts that we give will be sealed in the love of our Savior, Jesus Christ. And so over the summertime, our staff gathered together and we were dreaming about all sorts of worship services for the year to come. And we were talking about Christmas Eve, and Emily Carpenter, our lay leader, asked the question about Joseph. She said, what if he just simply decided that, you know what, all of this is just too much of a bother? What if he just decided that him being the husband of Mary just didn't matter? And I thought about that throughout the Bible, that same question can be asked in every single book of the Bible, in which people just like you and me, had to make the decision that their little act of love mattered. I think about Moses and his parents, that when Pharaoh ordered every single male-born child was going to be handed over to them, can you imagine if Moses' mom and dad made the decision, gosh, keeping him and hiding him for ourselves? It's going to be too much of a risk. It's going to be too much of a bother. Or years later, when Moses fled into the wilderness and far away from Egypt, can you imagine if Moses made the determination, Lord, it's going to be too much of a bother to go back to lead your people? That in every page of the Bible, they are filled with people like you and me, ordinary, perfect, and imperfect situations who had to make the determination that yes, this act of love matters tremendously. And so I think about Joseph, and I think about the life and in the world in which they brought Jesus. It was an uncertain time, it was an uncertain world. Mary had to make the determination when God came to her that, yes, Lord, I am willing to risk my life. I'm willing to change everything to be the mother of Christ. Joseph himself had to make the determination that, yes, I am willing to believe in this unbelievable story that my teenage fiance is telling me. I'm willing to change everything and to be a father to a child that is not mine. Can you imagine, though, if the angels did not sing? Can you imagine if the shepherds in the fields made the determination that, gosh, we've worked hard enough all day long, and I'm just too tired to rise from where I'm laying today to get up and go follow the angels' message? But the amazing thing about the Christmas story is that in this small moment of time, the future of humanity hung in the balance in the decision-making of a few imperfect people who all made the decision that, yes, this little act of love matters tremendously. And so what did Joseph do? He found his family and he gathered them in an imperfect place with whatever he had at his disposal. And he wrapped them that evening in a stable for animals. And when Jesus was born into this world, when he was delivered, he held this little baby in his arms, and he laid this little baby in the most imperfect of places, into a feeding trough for animals. But again, whose life, friends, is ever perfect? And the world that we live in, and the world only moves forward because we make the choice that little acts of love matter tremendously. And so we ourselves live in an uncertain times. And the faith question is always out there for all of us, in which we ask the question, all of these things that we bother with, all of these tedious things that we do, does any of it matter at all? And we have the freedom to answer that no, it doesn't matter. But when we look at the people that matter most to us, when we look at those we love and we give the love that we have, then we know that there really is only one good answer. It all matters in an amazing way. And so over this upcoming year, tomorrow morning, we'll give gifts. We'll find gifts at the base of our Christmas trees. But it's not the only gifts that we'll give in this upcoming year. We'll take part in these little acts of love, both little and big acts of love. Acts of love that come through the gifts of our time that we give to our children and to our grandchildren. And the fact that we spend and give our time to them lets them know how very important they are to each of us. We'll give gifts of the skills that we have, and we'll pass them on, the knowledge that we have, to the next generation so that generations upon generations will continue to be blessed. In this upcoming year, we'll continue to give gifts of the heart, and we'll know that it all matters. So as Christians, as we step forward in Christmas morning, the little acts of love that you wonder, does this matter at all? Believe me, it does. That we have all been invited into the Christmas story to take part in what Mary and Joseph started. And just know in this upcoming year, every act of love that you give matters, first and foremost, to a child that is born in a manger. Merry Christmas to you all, and amen. Dear friends, as we prepare for the candle lighting and the singing of Silent Night, the bell choir and the choir will gather, spread out throughout the congregation. When you receive the light, make sure that you take your unlit candle and dip it into the lit candle. That'll help to prevent some of the candle wax from falling on your good Christmas clothes.